Mr. Tony, Mr. Tony, I'm working on more silly songs. There's no one, just me only, and I'll try not to make them too long. I work really hard to do songs that you know, 'cause that's what you like on your radio show. My friends say I take this too seriously. So, Mr. Tony, Mr. Tony, what's wrong with me?
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for May 6th, 2015. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli. So I have been doing this podcast for about a year now, and with the money that I raised from the Kickstarter, I always like to put that back into the website because it's not, in the grand scheme of things, that much money. I have to take all the fees and everything out and all the money that it takes to run the website. So I try to use that for promotional things or buying new equipment and servers and things like that. And one of the things that I did was I commissioned a new podcast logo. I put $200 up on this site called Design Crowd to try to find somebody to design it. I got 62 submissions. And in the course of about 7 days, I worked through different designers all over the world on different ideas. And at the end of the day, the one that I chose based on popular vote, I think about 40 or 50 people voted, was this rather simple and stupid logo that I could have just designed myself for free. But the charm of it was that the designer, who was from India, had labeled the logo, or in the logo he put the text, the TK Jingles Weekly Podcast. Just a ridiculous typo. And it seems so funny in the context of Tony's show and the fact that the Cheese Boy has a blog that, for some reason that I don't understand, he calls a bog, which also seems to me like just a lazy typo that he turned into a thing, but maybe there's a better story to it. But anyway, that's the one that was selected. So that's the one I'm going to be using for now. I may switch it out at some point when the novelty wears off, but the fact that folks liked it so much and voted for it, I'll stick with it. So speaking of the live show, all the swag and stuff has come in. The Shutputzfa glasses look awesome. I'm not sure they're the most dishwasher safe item in the world, so if you get yours, I would recommend hand washing it. But they look great. If you haven't seen them, go check out my Twitter account at Jerry Negrelli. I've got some great pictures up there. They look really nice. John Fitzpatrick commented that this is just the coolest, nerdiest, geekiest, drinkiest, I can't believe you did itest thing that there is. I appreciated that comment. So anyway, things are looking good. June 27th, Kilroy's in Springfield, Virginia, just across the street from Annandale. It's near the Springfield Metro, just outside the Beltway. If you're in the Northern Virginia area or D.C. or Maryland, it's pretty easy to get to. Excuse me. Oh, junior moment there. Easier to get to than any of Nigel's comedy gigs, so I hope you can make it. So today we've got a lot of new songs, and then we've got a guest segment by Patrick Moffitt, and then a mailbag with a bunch of fun stuff. So let's get right to the new music. There's a Beastie Boys song, Intergalactic, that I've wanted to do for a long time, but I never thought it was possible. I don't know how I could do the robot voice and all the arrangements and just making it work. It just seemed ridiculous. It was one of those, like, I better spend a weekend researching what the effects are to make this happen. And lo and behold, Judo Fuse went and did it for Howard Fineman. And it's one of those rare ones where, the member of Tony's show actually commented on it because they liked it so much. It's just perfect. I mean, just the production value of this is insane. So, you know, nobody's ever going to do this one again. Not that they even could if they wanted to, but this is Judo Fuse with Intergalactic Howard Fineman making fun of Howard's role as like the intergalactic news editor of the Huffington Post or whatever in the world he is now. Then we have another TK show personality song, My Sharona, about Chris Saliza, Robin Pittsburgh. And I think that Chris said this was the highlight of his life or something equally ridiculous. And then Dylan with a really clever Beck parody to Loser about John Beck. And so there's kind of a funny, you know, play in words there. But the lyrics on this are just so clever. I thought it was so funny. I had a couple laugh out loud moments. And then JG put an idea up about Adam Silver to the Neil Diamond tune, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. And just so you know, I've got a soft spot for any parodies by Neil Diamond, Hootie and the Blowfish, or Trey Parker, and as you know, judged by that intro number there from Team America. So if those are up there, I tend to gravitate towards those. I like to usually write my own jokes, but if there's a song that I love or a voice that I'd like to make fun of or that I haven't done in a while, then I'll certainly go for those. Then Rob with another classic, What If Tone Was One of Us? It's just a really great angle, I think, on a jingle, finding a new way to talk about the Mr. Tony experience in the context of the Littles. And then KJ kicking it old school here, which is awesome, with a parody of Riptide, a new song. And then John Neiswanger with a Golden Girls theme song parody about golden boys, Tony and all of his old men friends and their grilling experience in Delaware this past weekend. And then lastly, Elliot Oshansky asked me a week or two ago to do a parody about Bryce Harper's World Series ring set to Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. And, it took me a while to get to this one just because I was concerned about all the work that was going to be involved in making it happen. And as I sat down to record it, it ended up being more fun than I expected, mainly because of the ridiculous beatboxing. So for the vocals, I did maybe one or two takes. So, I'm sure if I were actually getting paid to do this, I could do a few more takes and polish them up. But for the beatbox, I did three or four takes. I had so much fun just like hyperventilating and spitting on my microphone doing the beatbox. And it sounds hopefully ridiculous and and fun. So we're going to then end up the opening new song segment of these eight new songs with Where in the World Did Bryce Harper's Ring Go?
Intergalactic
He's the transglobal emperor of the Huffington Post. Ariane is boss, but he's political pope. On anything governmental, he's so dope. If you really wanna see, you need a telescope. And when I say telescope, I mean Hubble. Presidents he's interviewed more than a couple. Like a policy vice, he'll burst your bubble. You step to him and you'll be in trouble. Oh, big time shows he's been a panelist, honored by Society of Professional Journalists. But much more important than all of this, he's the father of celebrity internet. His progeny knows civics better than you, son. He even knows who's gonna win the next election. Ask him for knowledge, drop a metric ton. He's intergalactic, how would find fun?
Intergalactic, how would find fun?
Worried that he's got gangrene in his spleen, but probably just a stomach cramp. Chrysalis thinks that he's got TB or HIV, not seasonal allergies. Chrysalis, a doc, won't take his calls. He's a ball, feels like a hostage, and he's recommended psychiatric medicine. Chris at the fix. Chrysalis. All day long on WebMD, researching, certain that he's got scabies. Chrysalis, a very slight headache and vision blurred, that's gotta be a brain tumor. Chrysalis up down at the ER 3 days a week. No, that's just a pimple, not monkeypox on your obliques. Chris at the fix. Achoo! Chrysalis up. That's a mole, not a cyst. Chrysalis up.
He In the time before RG3, I was your QB. Shanahan's traded with Baltimore for me. Before I played it down, they gave me an extension and set me on the bench until 2011. Coach said he'd stake his reputation on me. Then I played Buffalo and lost by 23. Bombed against the Niners as the season sank. Only threw one more touchdown pass to Brandon Banks. Got the job from Sexy Rexy and gave it back. Had you longing for the days of the maroon and black. And even though I was never actually good, I kept getting better.
Still available. Getting better, baby. So why don't you sign me? Still available. Getting better, baby. So why don't you sign me?
Couldn't help but notice in the recent draft, Skins didn't pick a single quarterback. Kept the same three guys who went 4-12. And while I'd never want to start in the NFL, I'm getting better than Cousins and RG3. I've gotten better every year that I've been out of the league. I'm living proof that you can keep getting better without being good.
Still available. Getting better, baby. So why don't you sign me?
Literally never want to start.
Still available. I'm getting better, baby. So why don't you sign me?
The season's long. When everyone tries to lose. And I wonder who's in charge, who's in charge. Why won't he fix this nonsense from Popovich? He ain't breathing Adam Silver, but he's friends with Jordan. And sometimes he talks to Larry Bird, says, hey fellas, what have you heard? What rules players like? I'd wanna be popular.
If Tone was a worker man, what would he do? And would you give a damn if he read your haikus? And would you think he was charming if he was really still this cantankerous? And yeah, Tone is rich, and he golfs with the president too. But what if his job was serving you fondue? What if Tone was one of us? A John Doe like one of us, calling in to the sports chicks, filibustering about the orchid. If Tone was a plebe, when he went out to eat, would he walk by the palm with his nose pressed up to the glass before he moseyed on down the subway for a 6-inch cheeseless sandwich? And yeah, he's a one percenter, and thank God he's no one's mentor. For him, PTI hats are legal tender. What if Tone was one of us? Had a dozen toes like one of us, And by one of us, we all know we're talking about Linda Cohn. No scorecards in his second home. Nobody sending Tootsie Rolls. No Emmys next to the commode. Would Courtney invite him to her show?
Constant consternation, but we still listen every day. Oh, what's that old bald orange man gonna say?
Two, three,
yeah.
Hoo-wop, poop-doop-doobie. Hoo-wop, poop-doop-doobie. Hoo-wop, poop-doop-doobie. Hoo-wop,
the
well, I heard that Mr. Harper was looking for some jewelry ever since the Nats signed Scherzer, and he knew that they'd be great. But it's been a couple weeks and I still can't seem to find it. Tell me where in the world did
Bryce Harper's ring go?
Is it in Reginald's cage near a card with Junior's measurements, or at Red Lodge's stage way here with the grapefruit juice? Was it stolen by a chip for the animal revolution? Tell me where in the world did
Bryce Harper's ring go?
Is it in the prize closet or near the red bocce ball with Tony Shanty bought at Sunglass Hut?
Well, I think James Carville knows, but he can't call in to tell us, and I might have seen a map to it on News Channel 8. Is it out in Arizona guarded by some javelinas? Tell me where in the world did
Bryce Harper's ring go?
All right, just a small selection of 8 new songs from tkjingles.com. There's a hell of a lot more up there. I really can't keep up with it for this podcast. I used to listen to every single tune because there were only, you know, 3 or 4 new songs a week, maybe 5 or 6 as it started to grow. Now there's over 10, 15 every week. It's hard to keep up with. So If I, who am, you know, taking a lot of time in this, aren't listening to everything, I'm sure that you guys are missing it too. So go to the website, use the mobile apps. There's a lot of great songs on there that you're missing out on if you're not going there regularly. So next, I want to turn the podcast over to Patrick Moffitt. So the whole phenomenon of TK Jingles and this podcast and the website and everything else is this idea of crowdsourcing and sharing in this experience and the comedy and the creative process together. So I like this new trend here of taking a segment every other episode or so and letting somebody else share their thoughts on their favorite jingles or something else they just want to talk about. If you'd like to participate, you can send me a segment, try to keep it to 15 to 20 minutes at the most, to podcast@tkjingles.com. You can send me any questions, any other feedback on this podcast, the website, anything else to that address as well, or on Twitter @JerryNegrelli, or on Facebook @facebook.com/tkjingles. So with that said, we're going to get ready for Patrick Moffitt.
I'm phoning it in now. I'm letting someone else host the show now. I'm phoning it in now. Let's try something new and hear how it sounds.
Hi, everybody. This is Patrick Moffitt checking in from Sacramento, California. I am actually not originally from Sacramento. I grew up on the eastern shore of Maryland, actually, a small town right on the Chesapeake Bay, St. Michael's. Some folks from that area might know it. It's a beautiful little place. Still miss it. Wish I could get back there more often. But anyway, this week I wrote Jerry kind of wanted to do just a segment on some of my favorite jingles that I've heard over the last couple of years. You know, it's funny. I've been listening to Tony's show for, I guess it's almost 20 years. It's kind of crazy to think about, but I am. I started listening on local radio when I was in high school, and I'm 37 years old now, and kind of just listened to the various formats of the show when it was local, when it was on ESPN, and then back now to the on and off adventures of 980 when he may or may not be back on any given year. But anyway, this week I just wanted to, ever since this whole thing started, it's just kind of funny. I mean, the first jingle that I ever had aired was Do It Again by the Beach Boys, which actually I just recorded. Like, I didn't even really sing up until just trying that song for this show. I mean, I'm from a family that of a bunch of very musically talented people, but I wouldn't really consider myself one of them. I recorded that Do It Again cover of the Beach Boys song through a iPhone karaoke app that basically just like played the song and then you just like sing into the mic, and I think you can pretty much tell that from the quality of it. It's kind of horrific, and I'm, given the quality of stuff that you hear now, it's like I'm kind of happy that I snuck it in when I did, because there's no way that would play now, really. Just because the everybody up the ante, I guess is the way to put it. But this week I just really wanted to play some of my favorite jingles that I've heard kind of since that whole thing started, and I really wanted to start it off with one that was like right off the bat. There, it was like during that initial, it was right after the contest, because I actually remember Matt Spada, who wrote the jingle and recorded it, and it's just one of my favorites, had said he was trying to get it, like sneak it in that contest, but I think it was just like a few days late. And it was a version of Simon and Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence, and it's just such I don't know, this is the one that really kind of like got me I want to try this, and I just thought it was so cool and so well done. So I'm gonna start off with that one. This is Matt Spada.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. He's got your emails, faxes, and he'll read your notes and start whining. He'll read a haiku and then more screaming. While the weasels delay podcasts and eat his food, sons of bitches. creatures, and that's the sound of Tony.
This next one is actually from kind of that, just right after that initial round of the contest songs. It wasn't, as I recall, it was only, you know, just soon after that first round, which had that Matt Spada song we just heard and Jerry's amazing initial Billy Joel song that kind of set the whole thing off, I think. But this one I really like because it, you know, it was just totally different, and it came along right afterwards, and it's, as far as I know, just completely original. It, Brock Babcock, who recorded it, I think he just did all layers of this thing, and I remember when I first heard this, I was just like, oh, wow, you can really just go, you know, there's just so much fun to be had here. This is Brock Babcock with Young RG3Z, and I just thought this was one of my really early favorites.
Mr. Tony,
here comes Mr. Tony's mail.
Not a person
of
the emails,
your faxes, and all of
calm,
your jokes.
Cool and collected.
Here comes Tony's mail.
Signed copy
of all of your folks.
That thing is, it's so brief, but it just packs so much into a dense space. I really, really enjoy that one. I don't know. Still one of my favorites. The next one that I wanted to play actually is a collaboration between Jerry, his brother Jeff, and Slim Stanton. And, you know, I grew up in a house that my dad is a huge Neil Young fan, and I've always loved Neil Young. And when I first heard this, I was just like, oh my God, this was like completely nailed. And I had tried a Neil Young song earlier, but this was just like, oh my God, so good. So this is the version of Old Man that Jerry and his brother and Slim did, and this aired on the show, and I just thought this was awesome. So
Old Man, look at my life. I am not like you are. Old Man, look at my life. Not a millionaire, but I still have hair. I'm kind with no axe to grind, and I never toast my steak. I still pay parking bills, don't write my letters with a quill. I get all my news online, and I summer with Roger.
Orange man, take a look at my life. I am not like you. I don't need bifocals, but I need shampoo. Still young, so I won't drop dead if I catch the flu.
The next one I wanted to play was a song by Joe that again aired pretty early on, and this actually aired during a segment in which one of those early sections of Old Guy Radio in which they played like multiple jingles in a row, and I had one and Jerry had one and Joe had this one, and I don't know, I really, really love this. This is still one of the ones that I listen to repeatedly, and I think this was again within like the first, you know, 6 or 8 months there when they were kind of starting to play more and more of them, not only at the end of the show, but then just kind of throughout the show at different times. So anyway, this is Joe Arrow.
What do you know? It's time for Tony's mailbag. He's gonna read some for all of you folks. Listen, Tony's gonna read your emails. He's got your faxes and your notes. Oh, oh, faxes. Why's anybody sending faxes? It's okay, he'll read them too if they're in his queue. Ooh. Listen, this used to be a Beatles single. Now I just use it as a jingle. Oh, 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 Nigel. He runs the board and picks the tunes. It must be getting close to noon. Mailbag time is soon.
This next one is a Brad Weiss song, and Brad just makes me laugh. Like, I don't know. I just almost universally laugh at almost anything that he does. I just think his sense of humor is wonderful and just really funny. And I think he just does such a good job of incorporating Tony stuff into his jingles. It's always funny to me. But this is one of my favorites of his. It's a Simon and Garfunkel song.
Pipe down, you heartless ass. We've heard enough of this newscast. Not such a nice job out of you. I'm trolling for swag and feeling grumpy. Blah 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 blah, feeling grumpy. Is that Liz Clark live from Sochi? Her cell phone's worse than my dead toaster. Cue another jingle, please. Blah 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 blah, feeling grumpy. Blah 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 blah, feeling grumpy. I've had hernia surgery, same with my knee. I'm angry and schwitzen and tired of the weasels. Don't let them get wind of those truffles I'll eat. Here's the mailbag, which is groovy.
These next couple of one, I'll just play a couple in a row here, and one is by John Fitzpatrick, and it's I'm probably not gonna do the one that I want to do because everybody's heard it, and you know, I mean, John has so many great songs, but the one that still just completely kills me is the Kirkjian Summer of 69 song. I mean, that was just one of the funniest things I'd ever heard. Not only like his song, but then Kirkjian's reaction to it was just like that was such an amazing like sequence on the show. It was just so funny. John, just that song is so good, and I think that the way that he does that, I don't know, something about his the writing of his lyrics, it's just like storytelling, and it was just so good. But the one that I actually chose, because I think he kind of broke the ground on the Pink Floyd jingles for the website and for the show, I wanted to play his version of Money, which I really really liked when he put that out a while ago. And then the second jingle I want to do here is because I left out KJ here, but only for the purpose of KJ is incredible. She's I don't know, and in many ways she's just like the core component of this whole thing. I mean, like, whenever anybody needs a female voice, not only does she do amazing stuff on her own, but like, I think so many of us just rely upon her to be like that female voice that we need whenever we're doing duets. I mean, she just is like, she can do it all. I mean, her range is incredible. Like, anyway, the one that I wanted to play that was the very first one that I worked on her with, and I've only worked on a few, but the John Prine song that she helped me out with, I sent it to her and she just completely crushed it, and it's still one of my favorites because it's a song that my folks used to sing to each other growing up, and it's just such a silly song, but it made the show, and I think that is really and that there's just no way that it would have happened without KJ lending her beautiful voice. So that's the second one I'm going to play, In Spite of Himself. That's the song, In Spite of Ourselves by John Prine and Iris DeMent. And then I'm going to finish off with one last little bit here.
Got a contract with more pay and he's okay. Summer took a pass. links with Barack and all that DC brass. 10-month radio show is a real scheme. 2 months no show makes little scream. Talk Yak, need you to pick up the slack. Tony, show's a hit. So tired of that podcast delay bull. I'm singing high fidelity mailbag jingles, and on my bike I do wear white.
Does is yell and he makes money. He thinks chimps grow up to be monkeys. He wants Kevin to say it's gonna be sunny. He might not be here this coming Monday. His vision is shaky, his memory's hazy, but we still love this show.
You ain't gonna go to your party or wedding, as Carville tell you you should be betting. He's not too sharp when it comes to his phone. His kids just wanna put him in a home. His dome, it glistens, but we still listen, cause the littles all love this show. In spite of himself, he gets paid to yak on the radio. Against all odds, he's on TV too. He's gonna read your emails, notes, and faxes, and make sure that you wear white when he is through.
So, anyway, those are some of my personal favorites. Obviously, I'm leaving quite a few out. I don't really know how many songs Jerry has on his website now. I think it's like 12 or 1300 or something crazy, but, which is, yeah, I mean, it's just insane. But, you know, there's just so many that I didn't include here. And, I mean, the recent Hampton Nigger song, the Big Rock Candy Mountain, I mean, that is so fantastically funny. And, you know, there's just off the top of my head, I mean, the original Junior song, not that they're all not funny, but the original Junior song, the Hallelujah version, was just another one that I remember the first time I heard that, I was just like, that is actually, you know, spit out your food, spit out your drink funny. It's really fun. You know, I already enjoyed Tony's show, but this is like such a nice addition, and it's just it's so fun to be part of this community. And all thanks to Jerry for kind of, you know, providing us all this forum and kind of really, you know, creating it. So look forward to doing more. See ya.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. And, you know, what a modest segment there, not doing very many of your own songs. So that just goes to show you, folks, if you want to be a part of this, you don't have to have 30,000 jingles on the website. You can just send me an MP3, 10, 15, 20 minutes long, and I will do my best to edit it and include it in here if it's good and if it'll add to the conversation. So without further ado, we're running a little bit long here. Let's get to that mailbag.
Getting your song on the air today takes everything you got. Now Mr. Tony's on vacation, you just don't have a shot. Wouldn't you like to hear it play? You know you gotta go where all the littles see your name. And no one cares if you sound lame. nowhere you will know your song is always on. Go make a new friend down at tkjingles.com.
Thank you, Joe Arrow, for that wonderful mailbag jingle. That actually brings up a good point for those of you that add your own MP3s to this show. If you're doing a voice for this spoken part, I generally turn it up in GarageBand to about plus three. And any Joe Arrow jingle, I turn down minus three, just because the way it's mixed, it for some reason, when I splice them together, it comes out crazy loud. So when I first started this podcast, I was getting a lot of feedback that I was way too quiet, and for some reason, Joe's jingles were too loud. So I think we found a good balance there, hopefully. If there's anything else like that, any other quirks you guys notice, please podcast at tkjingles.com or hit me up on Twitter. All right, so for the mailbag here, I thought it was great that John Fitzpatrick had a jingle on this week and sent an email along with it that said Mockingbird featuring KJ is better, but, and then yada, yada, yada about the song that actually was aired. And it's so funny because that is the TK Jingles experience. Put so much work into a song and then you send in something else that maybe is cheap or easy or whatever that you just know they're going to play because it's a song that Tony likes, but you really wanted him to play something else. Then we have another note here. This is about last week's podcast. It says, "You delight me. I only have a couple of playlists, but one is a soft sounds of the 70s theme called Mom Runs the Radio in the Station Wagon. And as it happens, almost every archive song you showcased this week can be found on it. Made me smile, to be sure. Keep up the good work." From H. And a note from Oscar. He says, "Just wanted to say hi and let you know I'm still here enjoying the show. Last email I sent you was to let you know that your family was not the only ones listening. My kid still does not like Johnny Cash, and his favorite song is still Cranky Old Man by Joe Arrow." Now to some tweets. We have a, you know, when the Capitals won their Game 7 last week, I got five or six direct messages about the stupid Trots, Trots, Trots jingle. That song never hit number one on TK Jingles. It's been out there like 3 or 4 months, and it just peaked now because of the playoff run. It's hilarious, and they play it on Tony's show 3 or 4 times a week, so that's just great that it has a second life. When I was in Nashville last week, every single place I went to other than the Ryan Adams show, every live music event, they were taking requests, and they played Wagon Wheel. A song by some band I'd never heard of, but that's been covered by Darius Rucker and made crazy popular recently. Everybody loves this silly song, so I guess it probably would make a good jingle for those of you that know it. I'm just so sick of it, I don't think I'm going to touch it, but it's a pretty catchy tune. A note here from Judo Fuse about the Howard Fineman Intergalactic song, and how I mentioned that maybe somebody should just follow him around the Huffington Post with a boombox wherever he walks into a room. And Judo Fuse says, "Custom theme songs for your life. The next logical step for TK Jingles, boombox butler not included." All right, and then lastly, I wanted just to bring your attention to the ideas page at tkjingles.com. So a lot of the songs that you hear on Tony's show and on this podcast are brought to life in that forum. That are just put out there by somebody who has an idea. They don't have to have lyrics, just an idea. Sometimes it's a fully realized song. Sometimes there's a demo, but most of the time it's just a couple of lines, one or two thoughts. Hey, here'd be a funny idea. Why don't you do this? And then if somebody finds it, it makes it out there. So I wanted to run down some of the recent ones I've been put up there. So a parody of Crimson and Clover, Please Gene McManus. And the Crimson and Clover is such a great song. I almost did a cover of that for the podcast Delay Is Over, but beyond just that, it's finally over. Like, I couldn't think of anything else to go with it, so I scrapped that idea. But there's a funny Please Gene McManus version of that tune on there. Go take a look. Then a song to the tune of West Side Story's Maria McGeady, and I've beat this horse to death, but I think that Shaputzva has put Maria on the shelf for a while. I mean, as funny as these McGeady lyrics might be, I mean, that there's got to be something sacred in this non-art form of whatever, you know, that it is we're doing here. That, like, that's just a song that we can let rest for a little while. I think that I can't hear it now without hearing Shaputzva. So maybe in 6 months, a year, you know, it will have faded. Then a parody of a song called Heavy Silver Chain. I have no idea what that is, but if you do, it's it seems like it's a pretty funny lyric about the ridiculous chains on the Nats pitcher. And then a song, It's Not Easy to Cheer for DC, about, you know, to the tune of It's Not Easy Being Green. And as a fan of Cleveland sports teams, I gotta say, you know, DC folks seem to have a pretty short memory in terms of sports misery. You know, they won what, three Super Bowls? Just ridiculous. So, you know, come back to me if maybe 30 years from now if you haven't won anything, and we can talk about It's Not Easy Cheering for a City. And then lastly, this one is really for those of you that like to go blue. It's to the tune of I'm Hooked on a Feeling, you know, I'm hooked on a feeling, but about the American League. And every other word in this song is like the F-bomb or something. So if you really want to put a lot of bleeps into something and you like to sing Ooga Chaga or that awesome chorus of Hooked on a Feeling, go for it. It looks really funny. All right, that is it for this week of the TK Jingles podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here next week for more stupid songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What if you had syphilis? 'Cause you f***ed the goddess and you didn't pay taxes, you'd be just like Al Capone, dying in a cell alone. What a lousy way to go. And no one ever uses the phone.
And that's what we're about here. We're about music that's really good.
Yes.
And sarcastic and awful to people.